right, y'all. It's time for y'all favorite part of the mixer, the part that everybody comes for. Y'all know what that is. It's the draft. So for people that are new to the draft, we always give you a quick breakdown of how it works. Basically, us, the three bartenders, basically do a draft, NFL draft style.
Groups draft. That would be, you know, Passion, Straw Hats, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Espada. You know what I'm saying? We whatever. Okay. I'm just throwing the names out there so you guys have an idea.
Okay, I see where this is going. All right. I'm interested in how this is going to go because anime groups are... So is a group the definition of like more than obviously...
So three or more.
Right? That's And they have to have a title. Oh, yeah. I'm talking, I like this group or something like that. Okay, I see how this goes. All right.
And I don't think...
Teams count.
Yeah, teams count. Yes, groups of three. You know what I'm saying? Anything. Villain groups, they work too. So... I probably won't snipe any because I got some people.
Yeah, it's interesting. There are some popular groups, but at the same time, there are some groups that,
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. So as we get the thoughts together and we get our draft going, basically, once a pick is taken, you cannot pick that group. So if you notice, our drafts get a little chaotic because we tend to all think alike sometimes, and we find different groups, and we're like, people start getting snaked. So it should be very interesting to see how this is going to be today, because this one is pretty broad. It could be just about anywhere at this point. So I am curious to see how everybody's going to run it. So Crystal, normally number one overall pick. So as we start this, let's see what Crystal has in mind. So with the number one overall pick in the anime groups draft, Crystal decides to pick.
Amura. Shout out to my goat, Makoto. In honor of my favorite anime of all time, my goat, that is Makoto. That his squad, his clan, the followers of the Red King, that is Amura. Those who decide to follow the goat gain his power of, what is he, fire? So I'm like, because my brain, I'm sorry, y'all. But this group is chaotic, but lovable. They are 10. Toes down for this nigga right here. If you're watching it, Makoto's in my background.
You're good.
No blood, no bone, no ash. Nuff said.
No blood, no bone, no ash. Yeah.
Okay.
They with the shits for real. I agree.
gang in this bitch.
All right, Homura, gang in this motherfucker. All right. So with that, I'm gonna go. I'll be having the number two pick. For me, the number two pick will end up being one of the crews I've always loved. Y'all should already know what this is. It's the guild, the best guild in the motherfucking world. That's the fairy tale. Y'all should have known that it was in this G thing. Y'all know me. Come on now. I represented the guild on my car. I always do. Every car I get, it's always the fairy tale guild. So y'all know how it is. Natsu, my wife, Eriza, Lucy, Ray, the crew. Happy. Juvia, listen, the guild is strong, dog. Bunch of S-class mages everywhere in the G-Thang. Everybody's strong, and the one thing is, they ride or die. You fuck with one of them, the entire guild will come and destroy your town. Not your hood! No, they want the whole town. So they will destroy your whole town just because you fucked with one of them. And that's a ride or die ass crew. So with that, you already know how the G-Thang is. So, of course, that number two, that fairy tale guild, baby.
Alright, so I'm not even gonna let you steal this from me, Black. But I put the screen on them.
All right. I'll let you get that one off. I ain't no issue with it because I knew they were going to go at some point.
Yeah, the Straw Hats, man. I mean, come on, bro. Like, when you talk about anime groups, it's Straw Hats, Team 7. the normal names come up. You know what I'm saying? So the Straw Hat crew, led by Luffy. Then you got Zoro. Then you got Sanji. It's somebody for everybody that you can love. Me personally, I love Brook. Take it as you will. If you watch One Piece, you can understand my personality, and I love Brooke. So, but yeah, man, like the Straw Hats are really, that's my crew, man. So,
Steve understood that if the Straw Hats weren't taken by him, he knew they were going.
So I
could have picked the Straw Hats. Yes, I could have, but I mean, I started off with something a little bit different. So,
Crystal chose her number one. I had to choose my number one.
Yeah, too. And I chose my, I guess you consider my number one in a sense, too.
Okay, fair enough. So, we all did.
So, at number one, we got Homer from K Project. We got number two, we had a Fairy Tail Guild from, of course, Fairy Tail. Number three, Straw Hat Crew from One Piece. At number four, Crystal, you're back up.
The Generation of Miracles from Kirk's No Basket.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yes, the team of demon basketball players, as my joke, because there's no stopping these niggas when they're all as a collective team. I don't know if there's anything else to say about them. Like, if you don't know, you should know. Why are their names drawing a blank for me at the moment? You got Kuroko. You got Murray Sakibara, who's the tall purple giant. You got Amine, who is, there's nothing else to be said. Midorima is actually my favorite, but that's because I've always loved a good three-point shooter when it comes to basketball. So he is personally my favorite, even though I know he's not the strongest. But there, what is strength in the Generation of Miracles? Right. I mean, then you got Kisei, who's broken as fuck. And then who's Demon Eyes? What is his name? Is it a cat? No. Yes. What is your name, child?
I'm filling on him right now, too.
Because, boy, can I remember?
I'm blanking out.
Akashi, the captain of it all with his demon eyes. But there's nothing else to be said. The Generation of Miracles is GOAT. Kuroko's No Basket is one of the greatest sports animes of all time. Fight me. I don't care what you say. All you haiku stands. No.
You said it's the greatest or one of?
For me, it's the greatest. But for overall, it's one of the greatest. Because it's also my second favorite anime of all time.
Okay. I haven't seen Ace of Diamond yet, which everybody, quote unquote, says it's the GOAT. But yeah, right. I'm not mad at Generation Miracles.
Right. No middle schooler should be that strong.
They cold. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, with Crystal's number four pick, she sort of leads right into mine, because with that being her favorite sports anime, of course, you know, I'm going to put my favorite sports anime, which is haiku. So of course, we're from the haiku gang. It's all about Osuna. In this biatch, you already know, Dark Chloro gang in this motherfucker. So you know Kuroso No is going to be in that motherfucker at number five. For my
hope I spell this right.
K-A-R-A-Z-U-S-N-O?
I put Corosano.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Of course, nobody already can see that but us. The crows, the young crows, you know what I mean? We in this G thing, because how could you not like a team that literally went from zero to hero in a heartbeat? You choose your poison. And I just, listen, when watching a sports anime, it's all about how it captures you. And no offense, I never thought a volleyball anime would have me as hype as this. Production IG was the name of the fucking bag when they did this anime. And from episode one, when Hinata shows his spike, and my man slides across the court at full tilt to try to get the spike. He misses, but the fact that he leaped and sprinted so far, it was like, I'm hooked. And literally everybody from there on in, just they watch them blossom and evolve. It's something absolutely amazing. And yeah, Kuroso had to be in this list, dog. Like, they're the flightless crows that proved everybody wrong. So that's my pick at number five, Kuroso. So, all right, Steve, it's up for you.
All right, so for me, I am going to choose the Passion from JoJo's Part 5.
All right.
I'm a Mista fan. I really fucking love Mista. Giorno, I mean, you can't go anywhere without hearing the Giorno theme.
Like, that is easily top three anime themes ever.
Ever.
There's no doubt. I will fight you with Ichigo's being up there as well, because it is a classic fucking song. Mm-hmm. That theme, Geronimo's theme,
bro,
absolutely.
For me, it's not even close. Like, I love the other JoJo's, and a lot of people love Part 4 more, but for me, Part 5 was won over by the entire cast for me. Like, I feel like Part 4 may have had a slightly better story, I guess. But for me, Part 5 was won over by the crew. The character, the cast, everybody that's in there. Part 5 is just goated. Busurati, Busurati, Giorno, Mista. What's my buddy name with Smoothie Jazz as his freaking stand? Like, Part 5 is just...
Golden Wind is really good. Golden Wind is really, really, really fucking good. Let's just say that. Like, everybody says skip JoJo parts. No, dog. Just watch them all because they're all lit in some way, shape, or form, dog. Yeah, there's no reason to skip any parts of JoJo. Like, JoJo is lit as fuck. So
that cast is phenomenal for part five. So, like, passion for me.
All right. So from 4 to 6, we have Generation of Miracles from Kuroko's No Basketball. Another sports anime right behind it at number 5, Carlson No High School from Haiku. And at number 6, Passion, the group from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Part 5. At number 7, Crystal, you are back.
Here we go.
There are a lot of groups on the board that nobody has said, and I love that our list is not your typical list. I love this is why I love the draft, because us as a group, we do not pick what mainstream believes should be said. We might pick it, but if you see it, it's 9-10 at the end, up. So, but let's see. Crystal at number 7, what's your pick?
Shout out to the Bungalow from Reborn. And everything included within that.
Okay. Let's get it. Now the gloves are off. Motherfucker is he said the crew from Reborn, which I am not mad at. The
Bungalow, not Bungalow.
Yes, you got
Steve. Vongola.
Yeah,
Vongola. The Vongola. So
I haven't watched Reborn. So
the Vongola, if you don't know who the Vongola is, it's basically the head mobsters. That's who they are. They are the leaders. Yeah. Wait, say it again.
I said absolutely. And
they are the head mobsters.
Primo, they're like Primo, the first round of Vongola with Primo and his guardians are top fucking tier. I don't really care about anybody else after them until you get to the heart of the show, which is Vongola 10 under Suna. And Hibari is the greatest guardian of all time.
Hibari is that nigga.
He is.
I hate his fucking attitude, but that nigga is a monster. I always say that.
Love him. If he wasn't up here, Hibari would probably be up here as a close second.
You gotta switch it in every now and then. Put Hibari up there. Let them people know.
I probably should. And then outside of just the main Vongola, you can't mention Vongola without the fucking Varya and fucking Zanzis. Wrecking shit in the background. If you ain't watching Reborn, you sleeping.
I'm sleeping. I haven't watched it.
You gotta watch Reborn, dog. Reborn is a very good show. It takes a minute to build. I'll be honest with you. That first 30 episodes roughly is Suna just getting into little quirks here and there. But when the anime takes off and begins its first real arc, you're hooked. I'll give you that. You are absolutely stunned.
Future arc is one of my favorite arcs ever.
Future arc is a classic fucking arc. Let's just say it like that. The future arc really switches up everything that you understood about Reborn.
Instantly. Yes. I wish they would just animate the last two arcs already, but it's okay. I've accepted it. But if they ever do like a brotherhood for Reborn, I will take it. I will be very excited.
All right. I love the Vongola pick at number 7. I fucking adore that pick. That pick is a strong fucking. All right, so with my pick, I'm going to go a little bit more chalk, but not the chalk that y'all expect. But because it's part of my roots at some point in form, so.
The Ginyu Swords? I'm just playing. I'm just fucking
very with. Fucking close. It's the Z Warriors, baby. The Z Fighters. The Z Fighters, the Z Warriors. You were very close.
I knew what you were going. I just was trying to be funny.
Yeah, it's hard not to ever bring up Universe 7, dog. Universe 7 has done so much, all of them, whether it was them being villains, whether them working together. I think that was one of the cooler things about Dragon Ball Super is that you got to see villains fight alongside heroes. And I just thought, again, that ending scene with Frieza and Goku fighting, that scene will always be etched into your mind. Because as a Dragon Ball head watching this show for 30 years, being able to see the beginning part of Goku's real journey when he becomes into Dragon Ball Z and watching him fight Frieza to the death, killing Frieza. Now they're working together. And you're like, hey, yo, normally you don't have your mortal enemy working side by side with you, but it was for them all to stay alive. So they actually got together and start throwing hands. And with the assist from Android 17, make the shit that much more lit. It was like, hey, yo, which again, Android 17 was also a villain. So it's just like, You just got everybody at once. Universe 7, the Z-Warriors, however you want to break it down. Nostalgia through the fucking roof or whatever you want to break it down as. But hey, Z-Warriors absolutely deserves to go on any list when you're doing the top tier list of freaking groups. So Z-Fighters, Z-Warriors, we on there.
Time to shake it up now, guys. For me, the Port Mafia from Bungo.
Port Mafia!
Let's go. For me, like I said, I don't think that they get enough respect. Bungo Stray Dogs is one of those anime, when it's in season, everybody is talking about it.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
During the season, it's probably one of the top 3 to 5 anime running that season, no question. It's literally goated. But the thing is, when the season is not running, it's like a lost memory to people. Like, people don't talk about it. When My Hero's not running, people still are talking about My Hero. When things like freaking JoJo's aren't running, people still are talking about JoJo's during this off season when it's not running. And that's gotta change, bro. Bungo needs more love. Port Mafia is one of the craziest villains groups in anime, bro. Like, crazy, bro. And then on top of that, like, their powers are unique compared to most anime shows that you watch. Like, their abilities are really, really unique. And they need more credit. And I love Bungo's style in general. Just because of the fact that some of them are in suits and they're like dressed up, they're snazzy. It ain't just like some normal like street gang clothing and stuff like that. I really love that, like the way that they dress and they drip and everything like that. So Port Mafia for me. And I'm surprised that it was still here.
It's so many picks, dog. It's hard. This one is a very, very large spectrum of lists. So it's tricky. It's very tricky. Everything's not going to hit the board. So
yeah, I thought Crystal was going to snatch it. I ain't going to lie to you.
I sort of did as well. But nonetheless, she didn't. She holding her own on her list. All right. So at number, what is this? At number 7, we have the Vongola from Reborn. Number 8, Z Fighters or Universe 7, however you want to consider this as, from Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z Super Hyper. Number 9, the Port Mafia from Bungo. All right, Crystal, round out number 10, the top 10.
So I was going to do the Armed Detective Agency at number 10, ya whore. But I don't want... No. I'd rather have multiple shows if possible. So I'm going to do the Tamakoma branch from World Trigger.
Okay. You type it in the thing because I know I'm gonna butcher that.
Okay, we get World Trigger love. I always love the World Trigger.
Always.
I don't know how I feel about World Trigger. So
if anyone hasn't noticed, I've literally just went top 1, top 2, top 3, top 4.
She got all her top four.
We've already done Bungo, but the Tamakoma branch is the smallest branch out of the 3 branches within World Trigger that work for lack of a better word, the military, because I can't think of the proper word right now.
Border.
Thank you. And Border is basically in charge of protecting the town, the city from neighbors, which are basically aliens from invading Earth. And Tamakoma branch is the branch that welcomes neighbors and wants to understand them better. There's another branch who I can't remember the name of it. That's like in the middle. They're like, we're going to fight, but I also see where you're coming from. And then you got the one that's in charge by Scarface, who's like, fuck neighbors, kill everybody.
He's wild. Hey, your man's wild, dog. He don't care.
Never mind. That's a spoiler. Shut up. But also, Tamakoma has one of my favorite goats as well, which is Jin, because you can't touch that nigga. You can't. The only person
is a cheat. He's a cheat code, dog. No, he's a cheat code, dog. He really is. My man has future vision.
Exactly.
That's cheating. You can't be able to predict what's going to happen like hours and days ahead, bro. That's fucking cheating, bro. Like, it is. It's a cheat.
Him and Yuma are top 2. I want to see them like actually battle it out. And I haven't read the manga, so if they battle out in the manga, don't tell me because I'll find out. But that branch is amazing. They're very lovable. They're very funny. Shout out to the mascot that is the capybara. I love World Trigger. There's not enough praise I can say about it. And I'm now at a point that I finished my Moriarty read to a certain extent that I can go back to reading World Trigger because I want to catch up before season four drops whenever that day comes.
All right, all right. So that rounds out the top 10, which always looks good because we still got our World Trigger feed in. And you know, I love me some World Trigger because I think it's one of the better ones. It's been sitting here. We haven't picked it yet. So I'm going to pick one of the more obvious picks because it has to be represented at some point.
Why?
Because they are. As much as people like to hate on them, they are badass. And that's the Akatsuki. Of course, the Akatsuki has to go on this list. Okay. And it's just natural. The Akatsuki has to join the list. There's just, come on. It's the Akatsuki, dog. Listen, the motherfuckers in the black coats running around with the red clouds.
Oh!
From the rear. Just in case you didn't know what I was referring to. So the fact is, the Akatsuki has to go on this list, bro. One of the more recognizable groups of all of anime. The Akatsuki just, they were all rebels. They all did what the hell they wanted. Every single character, when they were introduced, was badass in some way, shape, or form. And they went around causing hell for the fucking Leaf Village. They went around the fucking world of Naruto and was causing a nightmare everywhere they fucking went. So,
The best group in Naruto. I said what I said for you Team 7 lovers.
I mean, Akatsuki was legendary, bro. They might have been bad guys, but they were legendary in that sense. So,
the best group, easily.
All right, so that's my number 11 pick.
So we on this villain train. You know, I already chose one. I got to choose another villain group that I think that was just the GOATs, and that is the Phantom.
I was wondering if they were going to touch it. I was wondering. I figured at some point they had the show. They had the show.
So. The Phantom Troop from Hunter x Hunter is literally like, we deserve more. We deserve more. Because I don't know about y'all, but for me, the scene in the massacre in the auction is probably one of the best scenes that I've seen from a villain appearance in ever. Like that villain introduction, and they come into that auction, they start shooting everybody. Old girl with the vacuum smacks him in the head,
wiping motherfuckers out, bro. Like it was wild. It was a wild ass scene. It was really wild.
Bro, one of the best introductions of a villain group ever to me. Like, Phantom Troop is crazy. And then what was even crazier was that we didn't even get to see a lot from Krolo. We saw him fight, you know what I'm saying? What's his name? Killua's grandpa and dad, Zodic. You know what I'm saying? Zodic. But he was 2v1 in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that gets enough credit. Like, yeah, they were giving him work or whatever for a little bit, but he was 2v1 in them and he was showing out. Like, Krolo don't get enough love. And a lot of people don't necessarily love he's so good.
Right.
Fair enough. But the rest of the Phantom Troop is just crazy, bro. Yuvogen, his fight where he freaking literally screamed and popped the nigga head, popped his skull off, things like that. He fucking bit into one dude. Like, he beat niggas with no body. Like, it was just head, upper body, just his head. And he killed two niggas. Spit the bones at somebody. Like, bro, Phantom Troop is, like, legit. So, yeah, Phantom Troop for me. Gotta do that.
All right. So, at number 10, we had Takamaka's branch from World Trigger. Number 11, Akatsuki. You guys know who the Akatsuki's from, Naruto. Number 12, the Phantom Trooper Hunter Hunter. All right, we are starting to get to our last picks. Crystal, your last pick at number 13 of the group's draft.
So before I make my pick, I would like to make an announcement that I am the resident non-Naruto watcher. So before I get attacked when this episode comes out, I would just like to make that known that I did not know what the hell y'all were talking about. I'm also the resident Hunter x Hunter non-watcher as well. So I also still don't know what y'all talking about. I am very known for not watching a lot of mainstream shit.
Well, I think
you'll really enjoy Hunter x Hunter.
So I think she'll enjoy both of them. She will.
First of all, I'm never getting into Naruto. I'm just not going to do it. One Piece was my dedication. I just decided like last year I'm going to read Bleach. Like, give me probably another 10 years and I'll read Naruto.
All right, we'll ease you in. You're good.
Hunter x Hunter, that's a different conversation for another day. I will get to Hunter x Hunter before I get to Naruto. That's all I'm going to say. My number 13, I'm gonna go to one of my favorite mangas of all time, which is Toriko, and grant you guys with the four heavenly kings.
Wow. Okay.
I was not expecting a Toriko reference in this one. So please break down the four heavenly kings.
So the four heavenly kings are four, basically, depending. But basically, they're four extremely and powerful gourmet hunters. Gourmet hunters being, you know, hunters of food within the universe that is Toriko. Rare food items to make gourmet dishes. And so Toriko, Coco, Sunny, and fucking Zebra are basically, they were trained by the strongest nigga alive. So now they are the four strongest niggas after the strongest nigga alive. I can't remember what his name is at the moment. And so basically, basically the point of Toriko is Toriko's basically trying to build his perfect menu, and so are the rest of basically anybody, but focused around the four heavenly kings. And each of them have a unique sense, if I remember correctly. I can't remember whose sense is what at the top of my head, but Zebra's a fucking maniac. This nigga cut his mouth open so he could eat more food. He's demonic.
He gave himself the Joker smile, which is
oh my god.
No natural human should ever give himself the Joker smile without
But Toriko's an amazing. I recommend reading Toriko. I've heard bad things about the anime. They do have a cute little movie that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But and then there are One Piece and Dragon Ball Z crossovers with Toriko as well. Yep. So that
tournament was lit.
I fucks with Toriko heavy. I don't think, honestly, because I read it, I don't think I can read or watch any other food animes after it because I love Toriko so much.
That's rough because you got Food Wars out there that was lit as fuck. So
I dropped Food Wars.
What?
Ooh, wow, what? Sir.
You dropped.
I don't like. I read Food Wars. I dropped it. And I don't drop things often. Well, you also have the resident non-edgy watcher.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I was just getting annoyed with everybody getting naked for food.
I mean, is there
You know. Is there
any other way you should be eating? I'm just saying. But
cook me a good steak, I might
I'm just
might roll down these panties. but anyway, go ahead.
What
the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my god, ew. Fuck you,
Jesus Christ. But yeah, there's nothing else to be said. Don't retort, everybody. It's fantastic. The four heavenly kings are goated. And that's all I'm going to say. Torgo's fucking amazing. That's all I'm gonna say. Read it, please. Y'all read it.
It is hard to follow up.
I got it. Toriko's strongest sense is smell. Coco is eyesight. Sunny is touch. And Zebra is hearing.
Fair enough. So, with that, my last pick, I'm torn between two teams. I have no clue which team I should go. This is difficult.
I'm hoping that you choose one of the teams that
I'm torn because I don't know where I should go.
But I don't know if you're going to choose them. Mine are in my background. I'll say that. So
fuck it. I'm going for the one that I'm gonna go. Mine's is gonna be at pick number 14. It's gonna be the Black Bulls from Black Clover.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not mad at that.
You can't get that. Listen, the Black Bulls is the rebel group, and anything that has black in it, y'all already know awesome. It's as simple as that. But you can't be mad. Yami, as a captain, absolutely OP as shit. You got fucking Asta, who grows at the second and just has the heart of a fucking lion. Noelle, as annoying and as tsundere as she is, can admit that she loves Asta. Not to mention you got Vanessa, her drunk, sexy ass. Charmy, you just got everybody, dog. Everybody from the Black Bulls is goated in some way, shape, or form. And watching the Black Bulls run with each other, I kid you not, some of the best fights that I've ever seen in anime came from the Black Bulls. Literally, when they were fighting and the brothers were fighting, Finro, and he was fighting his little brother. and the way that the Black Bulls literally pulled up and was about to behead his brother, like, hey, yo, you got to chill because we about to hot you right now in front of the king.
Bro.
We don't give a fuck who watching, nigga. Everybody dies. Like, it was like, damn, y'all niggas is with the shit. Like, y'all, they all pulled up. Like, four people pulled up. And Charmy, who's one of the more innocent people, she pulled up with her sheep and was about to throw a lightning bolt at him. I'm like, hey, yo, that's a squad that's like, you fuck with one, you fuck with all. And I love that. Because them motherfuckers, they were with the shit. They didn't give a fuck. You pulled up, everybody catching hands. Did not matter. We didn't give a fuck if y'all considered us the worst group. We will destroy everybody and everything. And I fucks with a group like that. Because there's some real dogs out there. I fuck with a group like that. It was hard because my other team that I was going to choose, I couldn't choose them, but I had to roll with the Black Bulls because they represent me more than the other. So that's my pick at number 14.
Odd jobs.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were gonna say it, bro. Yeah, quit playing. I don't even know what your other group was. Why was you about to ignore Odd Jobs?
Right above it.
I know. We'll talk about that in a second. Trust me. I fucking know. I know. But yeah, Odd Jobs.
The Odd Jobs from Gintama is just like, bro. It was one of those plays on like everybody has that balance and everything in their groups and stuff like that, where it was just like, nah, we all idiots.
Right.
We all idiots, right. And we just try to figure the shit out.
We're like, all fucking idiots. We just go and we just make do with what it is. If the ship is drowning, we gonna either patch the ship or we go all drown together. But we're all idiots.
Bro, I love Gintama so much, as you can tell. But yeah, the Odd Jobs was like, that's one group that another one where I feel like they should get more credit. Gintama is a show, it's kind of a satire in a sense. But when it gets serious, it gets some heat. It gets some heat in there. But for the most part, it's a satire, and this aliens kind of like took over, and they're just trying to, you know, live and battle out with, you know, aliens kind of like being basically grouping up with them. You know what I'm saying? And just basically adapting and adjusting. I mean, I guess making themselves part of the world on Earth, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what it is. Humans are less than aliens and everything like that for the most part. But then it's just straight up comedy. It's satire. They got the Bleach, One Piece, Naruto
episodes. They have tons of references.
Those episodes.
They have so many references from different anime and video games.
It's so funny. And it's just basically satire, them making fun of like anime where they're just not getting through the shit or situations like that. But
when it gets serious, Gintama gets fucking real.
Heat pack. That city takeover was absolute gas. that city takeover was gas. But yeah.
Really gets real, trust me.
Gintama for me. Yeah. We got to do honorable mentions.
All right, so let's go through the top 15 of our picks from the anime groups draft. Number one was Homura from K Project. Number two was the Fairy Tail Guild from Fairy Tail. Number three was the Straw Hats from One Piece. Number four was the Generation of Miracles from Kokoro no Basket. Number five was Karasuno from Haiku. Number six was Passion from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Part 5, Golden Wind. Number seven was the Vongola. Yes, the fucking Vongo from
Gang Gang.
Number eight, the Z Fighters. I already know. Universe 7 from Dragon Ball, whatever. Dragon Ball Universe. Number eight was the Z Fighters. Sorry. Number nine was the Port Mafia. The fucking Port Mafia and this bitch from Bungo. Number 10 was the Tamanaka branch from World Trigger. Number 11 was the Akatsuki from Naruto. Number 12 was the Phantom Troop from Hunter x Hunter. Number 13 was the Four Heavenly Kings from Toriko. Number 13 was the Four Heavenly Kings from Toriko. Number 14 was the Black Bulls from Black Clover. And number 15 was Odd Jobs. Rounding out the 15 really nice with Odd Jobs from Gintama. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, you may now say the honorable mention that we both had on our minds.
Right above Gintama is the
Team Daiguren.
Team Daiguren from Gurren Lagann.
We both had that on our list. But again, a top 15 is really rough because we only get 5 picks. So it's really fucking rough. But nonetheless, we were both thinking it. We both were
like, oh, I hope he chooses it.
But again, I had another list. My other one was the Hashira from
Demon Slayer.
That was my other one that I was debating against. And then you had Daigurin on there, which is one I was going to pick, but it just didn't make the list. It was there. We were thinking about it, but it just didn't make the list. It just happens sometimes. So. Crystal, did you have any honorable mentions by chance?
The Special Fire Force Company.
That was, Company 8 was, I was also, that was, I probably wouldn't have got to it, but I was thinking Company 8 as well.
I was thinking 7 just because of Benny Maru.
Hey, I ain't mad at that. I understand.
So yeah, but other than that, not really. I got what I wanted in what's the name of Rimuru's group of people? Shit.
Now are we talking about when he's like with the kings, that group?
No, his like with Benny Maru and all them and Diablo, all his little
That's just a nation. So you could have just said Tempest. Just the nation of Tempest.
I was thinking of like his strong elite, like his generals or whatever.
I don't think they have a name. None of them have. I don't believe so. Not that group. I'll have to look it up. I'll be honest. I'll have to look it up. So
the other thing I probably would have done just because of recency bias is the group of 86.
Okay, 86.
Yeah, but what I wanted got in. And I have no complaints.
Gotcha.
Which also means I made y'all life hell because I didn't pick anything y'all were thinking.
No, you didn't, which forced us to.
I thought you were going to choose the Port Mafia.
I was going to go Armed Detective Agency at my last pick because I was literally going in order of like my top anime, except I was going to skip Moriarty because they upset me. So I was going to go from World Trigger to Bungo. That's why I ended with Toriko.
I'll say you still got the Espada. You still have the Survey Corps from Attack on Titan.
Man, fuck Attack on Titan.
You still have the Sins from Seven Deadly Sins.
Man, fuck the Seven Deadly Sins.
And the one that wasn't picked that I was actually shocked was the Homunculi from.
I was going to say Homunculi next. You could be right. The Homunculi.
I was very shocked that they weren't picked.
Team Urameshi.
I was shocked at a lot of them that, but again, I knew this list was going to be too big, so I just left it at that because I just knew all of them.
Clash UA. There's a few more.
There's a ton. When it comes to groups, there is a fucking ton. I didn't even go into depth about some of the underrated. So there is a fucking ton.
Yeah, I was definitely like, all right, because I had to make sure I get them off before you know.
Shit, I would have picked Team Ruby. But again, there was there was so many fucking ones that I couldn't even do because we only have 5. That's how a draft is, dog. So. All right. Not bad, fellow bartenders. We held our own in our list. Our list, I think, was very interesting how it was mapped out overall. But again, we got some heavy hitters out there. We got some popular ones. And we got some ones that we knew for sure we wanted to get off our list. So I appreciate it. All right, y'all. And with that wraps up the draft for this episode. As always, we appreciate y'all coming in to listen to the draft. And before we get out, as always, plus Paul Garceau, Scuba Steve, plug your socials.
Oh, yeah, you can find me at all social medias at Scuba Steve 1428. And yeah, man, I'm Skylar's dad or whatever.
Crystal, plug your socials.
You can find your favorite non-content creator at CrystalLight10 on Twitter. All I do is talk shit about the shit that I'm watching. Thanks for joining us on another chaotic episode. Do not judge me for not watching Naruto or Hunter x Hunter. I don't really give a fuck about that opinion of y'all's. I said what I said. It is what it is. Have a good night, everybody.
And y'all know who this is. It's your boy Black. You can find me at Black Hole Player on Twitter. Yeah, man, hit us on the Twitter page. We always like the chatter and all that good jazz and all that stuff. We like making the drafts because the drafts obviously causes a lot of chaos. This one was a little more tamer than normal, but nonetheless, the drafts also give you different. Hey, we always trying to pick your anime knowledge out there. So the drafts give you a different taste of all different anime, some new, some old, some extremely recent. But nonetheless, that's what the draft is for. Give you a little bit of laugh and a little bit of chaos. So nonetheless, As always, we appreciate you guys clicking play and listening to us. Any questions, comments, concerns, hit us on Twitter at Male Knock the Mixer podcast page, or hit us in the emails at maleknockthemixer777@gmail.com. Until then, until next time, we out.